Much of the questioning of Condoleezza Rice today was inspired by the prior testimony before the 9/11 Commission of Richard Clark, who was the National Security Council aide who was in charge of counterterrorism at the White House under the first Bush administration, the Clinton administrations, and stayed on for the beginning of the second Bush administration. He joins us now by telephone. And Richard Clark, I'd like to ask you, get to some specific points in a moment, but first, very generally, was what Condoleezza Rice had to say to the 9/11 Commission today, in sum, essentially truthful?
Oh, absolutely. I think the facts that she presented and that the Commission presented are essentially the same facts that I presented. She looks at it a little differently. She says, having 33 meetings of her cabinet-level principals committee between January and September, and none of them on al-Qaeda, does not mean that al-Qaeda was a low priority. I say it is an indicator that it was a low priority.
She was asked at one point, did Richard Clark ever say to you, look, this is so important, I want to talk to the president? And her answer was, in a White House where there was an open-door policy, for her office at least, and people very open to such ideas, you never did.
No, her answer was that she didn't recall. And I can understand that, but when I gave her the initial briefing on al-Qaeda, which was the identical briefing that I gave the vice president, I asked both of them if I could brief the president on it. And I would ask from time to time if I could brief the president on that briefing. And what I was told every time was, you will have a chance to brief the president on terrorism, but only after we develop our policy and we need to bring a decision to the president.
She says principals meetings, in her view, she says is a difference of opinion between her and other participants in and students of government. She says having the cabinet secretaries, the agency directors, bring their top counterterrorism, in this case aides, with them over to the White House really doesn't accomplish very much.
Well, it accomplished a great deal during the December 1999 period, when it really energized all of the federal agencies to work together to stop al-Qaeda attacks in the United States and around the world at the millennium period. In a new administration in particular, the agencies are watching to see what does the White House have meetings on, what does the White House think is important. And when you lower the level in the bureaucracy of the senior counterterrorism official, and then you don't ever meet on counterterrorism, it sends a message that terrorism is no longer as important as it was.
But she actually had a different take on what happened in the Clinton administration prior to the thwarting of the Millennium Plot that is in very late 1999. And she says it's based in part on a paper that you wrote summing up what had happened then. She says it wasn't the shaking of all the trees and bringing all the principals together that did it. It was, according to your own paper, she said, a lucky strike by one INS official in Washington State.
Yeah, and we agree that the customs agent finding the one man in Washington State was lucky. What happened subsequent to that was the shaking of the trees by the National Security Advisor. And the evidence that came out of that shaking of the trees brought us to a terrorist cell in Brooklyn, terrorists related to al-Qaeda in Boston, terrorists related to al-Qaeda in Los Angeles, and links from those people in the United States to a plot in Jordan and to terrorists in Pakistan.
Is there something that that you believe that Condoleezza Rice, Dr. Rice, should have told the 9/11 Commission today, to be perfectly straight, that she didn't?
Well, were I her, I would have said, look, it's true, as President Bush said in his interview with Bob Woodward in the book Bush at War, it is true that it was not a top priority for the president or his national security team, and that's the quote from the book, prior to 9/11, and, you know, perhaps it should have been, but it wasn't, and that's that. You know, I think it's always best to admit the obvious, and in this case, it's pretty obvious based on the facts, and I think the commission will bear this out when it reports that terrorism was not a priority prior to 9/11.
Well, Richard Clark, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Mr. Clark, who was the counterterrorism chief in the White House in the Clinton and later for the beginning of the Bush administration, is also, of course, the author of the book Against All Enemies, Inside America's War on Terror.